New documentary names: Hal Finney and Len Sassaman as Bitcoin's co-creators. A documentary titled Finding Satoshi is making the case that Bitcoin was not the work of a single anonymous founder. It argues that Hal Finney and Len Sassaman jointly created the protocol, with Finney handling the code and Sassaman shaping the cryptographic design and the writing style of the original white paper. The claim surfaced on April 23, 2026, via a Cointelegraph post on X announcing the release. Bitcoin was trading at $78,000 as of April 23, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 60, greed. Neither number moved on the news, which fits the pattern. Satoshi theories rarely shift price, but they keep resurfacing because nobody can prove or disprove them. The two names the film centers on Hal Finney was a PGP developer, an early cypherpunk, and the first person to run Bitcoin software other than Satoshi. On January 12, 2009, he received 10 BTC in the first Bitcoin transaction ever sent between two parties. Finney died in 2014 from ALS and has been a long-running Satoshi suspect, partly because he lived within a few miles of a man named Dorian Satoshi Nakamoto in Temple City, California. Len Sassaman was a cryptographer who worked on anonymous remailers and mixnets, co-maintained the Mixmaster network, and taught at KU Leuven. He died by suicide in July 2011, roughly 3 months after Satoshi's last known forum post in April 2011. That timing is the single most cited piece of circumstantial evidence in any Sassaman as Satoshi thread. The documentary leans on it heavily. The film's twist is that it does not pick one of them. It argues the pseudonym held two people. Why the co-author theory is harder to dismiss than most Satoshi candidates fall apart on close inspection. Craig Wright fell apart in a UK court. Dorian Nakamoto flatly denied it. Nick Szabo has denied it repeatedly. The Finney and Sassaman theory survives partly because both are dead and partly because the technical profile fits. Bitcoin combines three distinct skill sets: applied cryptography, distributed systems, and C++ implementation. Finney handled production-grade C++ and had deep experience in cryptographic protocols from his PGP work. Sassaman's specialty was anonymity systems, mixnets, and the privacy literature that Bitcoin's early forum posts kept referencing. A single person can hold both, but the white paper's references and the codebase's style have long been read as the output of more than one mind. The documentary reportedly uses linguistic analysis on the white paper and on Satoshi's forum posts. Stylometry on Satoshi has been tried before, with mixed results, and the film's conclusions will have to survive peer scrutiny rather than cinematic presentation. The estate and wallet question. None of this affects the roughly 1.1 million BTC attributed to Satoshi wallets, which have not moved since 2010. Even if the documentary is correct, neither estate has access to those keys. Finney's family confirmed years ago that he did not hold any Satoshi wallets. Sassaman's widow has never indicated otherwise. In practical terms, the coins stay frozen. The only thing the theory changes is the story, what the film does not settle. The documentary names two people. It does not produce a key, a signed message, a private forum exchange, or any direct evidence that either man wrote a specific line of the reference client. It offers a thesis and the surrounding circumstantial case. That is meaningful for the Bitcoin cultural record, but it is not a proof. Satoshi theories cluster around people who cannot respond. That is part of the attraction and part of the problem. Both Finney and Sassaman left behind enough writing and code that comparison is at least possible. But the 15-year gap and the loss of contemporaneous context limits how strong any conclusion can be.